Hey, I'm Kip.
Hi, Kip. My name is Essen. I'm a fourth-year dental student at the University of Washington, and I serve as a youth director at my mosque in Redmond.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. So what brought you here today? What were you interested in learning today?
Yeah. So I actually did this a year ago when they had it at the university district. And, you know, I'm a talker. I love talking, love interacting with new people. That's why I got into the dental field. But, you know, I realized that there's, unfortunately, a lot of misinformation about Muslims, about Islam. And the reality is that a lot of Americans, unfortunately, non-Muslim Americans have or feel that they've never met a Muslim before. So a lot of the information they get comes from, you know, politics, media. And, you know, one of the answers to that is that you actually have met a Muslim. You just don't know it yet because, you know, you see Muslims in all fields. You know, I think 10% of American physicians are Muslims. My wife is an engineer. You know, I have friends who are teachers. I'm going into dentistry. So
yeah.
I think the point is to put a face to a name and, you know, interact with individuals and talk to them about our faith.
What do you find is challenging? Have you run into issues as a Muslim? Have you any?
Yeah, you know, in large part, the community has been very supportive. You know, I feel at home in this country. I consider myself an American. One issue that I do see with my youth group kids is that, you know, that you know, unfortunate reality of bullying. And obviously that's a problem with our public education system in general. But when you're a Muslim student, you know, it kind of adds fuel to the fire. You have those names that individuals like to call out, ISIS, terrorists, what have you.
And,
you know, obviously American Muslims or American Muslim teenagers are just teenagers, right? If you think back to when you were a teenager, it's a tough time. Like back
Absolutely.
In high school, you're trying to deal with grades, sports, everything. And then on top of that, you know, people are trying to kind of create this wedge between your identity. And that can be a little challenging. So I work with the youth a lot in terms of making sure that they feel comfortable in who they are and making sure they have a normal experience as American Muslims.
Are there ways that non-Muslims can assist in, I don't know, maybe with kids that are...
Yeah, you know, in general, just, you know, if you see something where, if you see a child being bullied or a teenager being bullied, just say something, you know, stand up to that individual who's bullying, stand with the youth, and make sure that they feel like there's support behind them. Ultimately, like, all we need is, you know, to be treated normally. We're not asking for
Sure.
any handouts or anything indifferent. I consider myself an American Muslim, an American. I really don't see any wedge there between my identity. And, you know, we just want that sense of normalcy to return.
Sure. And do you have friends that are Muslim, and obviously you're Muslim, but non-Muslim as well?
Yeah,
do
absolutely.
Feel?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when I was growing up in high school, and I grew up in Auburn, Washington. So when I went to high school, I was, I think, the only Muslim there. I think there was one other Muslim who was a Turkish exchange student, but he didn't speak English. That was kind of a disappointment. But, you know, everyone I grew up with was Muslim, and the individuals that, you know, I went to school with, my friends, the individuals who supported me, were non-Muslim. And, you know, I owe them a lot for making me feel comfortable. There were definitely instances where I was called, you know, a terrorist, called Saddam, Osama. Unfortunately, I mean, it's just a reality that you have to go through. But, you know, it was really those non-Muslim friends that I had that, you know, stuck with me and made me sure that I felt comfortable as a Muslim American.
So have you seen things change at all, or is it?
You know, unfortunately, I've seen things get a little worse. You know, it's unfortunate, but especially with the explosion of social media. You know, you have just like the basic bullying that happens, and then you also have cyberbullying that's really, you know, kind of taking hold of much of the youth today. And that's something that I repeatedly hear from my youth group kids, that, you know, they get attacked online. And, you know, that's a lot harder to mediate because, you know, you can't be there physically in person to help them out. And, I mean, attacks come from all areas, and you can never really pin down who that individual is who's attacking. And that's unfortunate. So there's definitely been some newer challenges that Muslim Americans have to face today. But, you know, we're happy to step up to the task and represent our faith, talk to individuals about it, and, you know, take the high road.
Yeah. I'm just curious to find ways that I can get involved. Do you have any ideas? Is there?
Hey, you know, I work at MAPS. It's a mosque in Redmond. come by anytime. We have some great food. So if nothing else, you'll have some fantastic food. We have a really diverse community at MAPS. We have individuals coming from all different ethnicities, people who are like third, fourth generation American. We have immigrants from a place like Pakistan, Indonesia, areas in Europe, Africa. So it's like this really cool cultural mix.
You know,
I kind of see that with my youth group too, where like it's just individuals from all different areas, and it makes some really rich conversations, rich interactions. And so I would, you know, highly advise you to come visit us sometime, you know, kind of do what we're doing here, just like talk and hopefully have some nice food.
Well, food sounds great. That's always a good magnet. So do a lot of people do that?
Yeah. We actually have a lot of events coming up where we work with our interfaith brothers and sisters. In the youth, they're going to be having an event called Fastathon, where they're inviting their non-Muslim friends to the mosque. Everyone's going to fast for a day and then reflect on that and hopefully raise some money for a local food bank.
Wow. Very cool.
Yeah.
That's great. Awesome. Yeah.